The 9 a.m. children have combined classes. Our ages range from 3 through 11. And we have spent some time gathering up our caring for this earth and all of its creatures. And each of the children, each of the participants, picked one creature in the River of Life and made themselves an image of it, which they're carrying, and wrote a script for it, which they will be sharing with you. The first thing we're going to do is roll out the River of Life, and then we're all going to stand behind it. So the River of Life will be between us. Our finale will be to sing what you know as the children's blessing, but it's going to be different. The first time through, the children will sing it to you. And we'll have just a light piano accompaniment. And they have each made a poster for each line. They made posters for each line of the song. So they'll hold those up. The second time through, we'll sing it together with one big change. We're going to say, we and our. And so we're going to be singing it to each other. And you're going to sing along. That's the finale of our River of Life.
I am an earthworm. I eat minerals and dead plant matter in the soil. Birds and fish think I make a good snack.
We live all around you. We are all connected.
I am a snake. I eat rodents.
We live all around you. We are all connected.
I am a goose. I eat worms and fish. Wild cats eat me. People try to eat me. I fly away.
We are all around you. We are all connected.
I'm a baby snowshoe rabbit. I eat parts of plants. Bobcats think I'm delicious.
We are all around you. We are all connected.
I am a metal vole. I make tunnels through grass between burrows and feeding areas. I eat grass seeds. I am an important food for owls, foxes, coyotes, and other animals. Wild cats eat my relatives, but I'm too quick for them.
We live all around you. We are all connected.
I am an osprey. I eat rodents and fish. Bobcats think I am good.
We are all around you. We are all connected.
I am a horse. I run really fast. I eat grass. Big cats think I'm a good snack.
We live all around you. We are all connected.
I'm a horse. I eat grass.
We are all around you. We are all connected.
I am a bobcat and I eat rabbits.
We are all around you. We are all connected.
I'm a raccoon. I eat most things that are smaller than me. Most predators can't catch me.
We live all around you. We are all connected.
I am a wild cat. I eat metal voles and snowshoe rabbits.
But usually they're too fast for me, and I'm at the top of this food chain.
We live all around you. We are all connected.
And now, while the children who are holding up posters can set down their animal, we're going to sing the blessing to all of us. Are you ready?
May your mind be open to new learning. May your lips bring truth into the world. May your heart flow love and your hands do the work of justice as you go your way in peace.
Now all of us together, our minds be open to new learning.
May our minds be open to learning. May our lips bring truth into the world. May our hearts know love and your hands do the work of justice as we go our way in peace. As we go.
Thank you.
Love that creativity. In our church, we do many things. One of the most important things of which is we share our time and our talent and our treasure. And at this time, we will take up our morning offering.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. They have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life, longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. They have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls. For their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you.
Bill was at the moment.
Okay. Bless the earth and all your children. One creation, make us whole. Interwoven, all connected, planet-wide and inmost soul. Holy Mother, life-bestowing, bid our waste and warfare cease. Fill us all with grace overflowing. Teach us how to live in peace. Please turn in your order of service and find the words to the Peace Bell song. I've been running around too much. On the last line, we're all going to sing it together. We're going to sing it around. Elizabeth and I will sing it together first so you know what the melody is. And then we're going to split up. Elizabeth will take that side of the room. I'll take this side of the room. I get the kids. And we're going to sing around. And when you get to the last line, which I can't remember, filling the world with love, ring your bells. And that'll send the love out into the world, so we'll fill it with sound, too. Okay? Okay. Make sure I got everything. Okay. Sue, can you give me a C? Sorry.
Peace is the world smiling. Peace is a gentle love. Peace is sharing. Peace is caring. Peace is filling the world with love.
Let's all sing it together one.
Yeah.
Peace is the world smiling. Peace is a gentle love. Peace is sharing. Peace is caring. Peace is filling the world with love.
Want to sing three times? We can start. Okay, ready?
And depending on the fact you said smiling, that's right.
Sure. Whenever you want to come on, don't worry. Okay.
Peace is the world smiling. Peace is the gentle smiling. Peace is sharing. Peace is caring. Peace is sharing.
For a modern expression of the age-old values of blessings, grace, and peace, the one that resounded most with the whole junior high class was that of peace. The students created a program that embraced all aspects of BOOF and the power of peace which comes when people come together. This is their creation and their gift of peace to you. And they're going to come up here and read their poem loudly. Do we have mics, by the way?
Since we have two, they can have two mics.
A bridge is the space between two worlds. It is the treaty border of an internal war. Bridges have no prejudice, but rather a passive, tame mind. They connect two beliefs far from each other, formed by many shapes. They perceive no judgment, yet in the midst of a differing bridge, the war stops, and your mind crosses the brink of uncertainty, and yourself is discovered.
Peace ribbons. Peace ribbons is a Booth tradition started at least 5 years ago as a way for people to express their hopes and wishes for the world in the spirit of Tibetan prayer flags. The way it works is this. When you enter the sanctuary today, you had the opportunity to pick up a ribbon. If you didn't and want one now, we'll get you one. We'll pass out markers and you can take a few moments to write what you would like to see happen in the world for the next year or for always. When you're finished, you can hand your ribbon and marker to one of us. The junior high class will be taking the ribbons and string them on one long line and hang them across Booth's courtyard as the Tibetan Buddhist tradition of prayer flags, and the wishes and hopes will be blown by the wind and spread goodwill and compassion into all the world.
Thank you.
heard your yoo-hoos. I was doing the same thing in the back. In Sweden, the winters are very dark and long and bitterly cold. A part of Sweden lies in the Arctic Circle, and there the winter is like night with no daylight at all. Long ago, the Vikings of Sweden held festivals, one for the first day, one for the exact middle day, and the last day, and one for the last day of winter. Their belief was that their god Odin set that day. The exact middle of winter was the longest night of the year, dreaded because everyone thought that bad spirits prowled that dark night to do evil, demons and goblins roamed, people longed for a friendly spirit to bring back the light to frighten away the darkness and the demons. In time, over the centuries, people pictured this spirit of light in their minds as a young girl wearing a crown of candles in her hair. Are y'all getting that image in your head? The Christian tradition turned the celebration of midwinter into a time to honor a Christian saint called Saint Lucia. Lucia means light. One story says that during a time of famine when nothing would grow, Saint Lucia came to Sweden bringing food and drink to the starving people. Today in Sweden, the oldest daughter represents Saint Lucia, the Queen of Lights. She dresses in a white gown with a red sash. I'm sure you're getting that image. She puts on a crown made of evergreen topped with lighted real candles. She visits parents, neighbors, and teachers and friends, and some even go to hospitals and homes for the aged. Later on this day, there are Lucia parades and dances. Lighted candles are everywhere, reminding people that the sun is coming back. As the eldest daughters of our community, our senior high girls dress as Saint Lucia with the help of their senior high brothers, bring us sweet cookies, and remind us that the light will return.
We've seen the river of life created. We've felt peace in the room. And once again, we have our children before us, those children who come to us in this darkest time of the winter and remind us of light and remind us that they are not just the hope for the future, but they are here with us now, bringing us joy. I'm going to extinguish a lot of burning things at this moment.
For
some of the last are wound up. It's good.